Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Prisluhnite še drugim zanimivim zgodbam na sbs.com.au/Slovenije. Drage poslušalke, spoštovani poslušalci, poslušate slovensko oddajo na radiu SBS. Danes govorimo o veliki nagradi, ki jo je Slovensko-Avstralsko akademsko društvo razpisalo tudi letos za mlade Slovence oziroma za Avstralce, ki se učijo slovenščine ali pa imajo slovenske korenine. Točneje, ta nagrada je Travel Grant Slovenian 2019 in na drugi strani telefonske linije je v tem trenutku letošnja zmagovalka Tanya Jones iz Brisbana. Hi Tanya and congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
So Tanya, tell us, how did this come about? How did you find out about this prize, about this Slovenian school, so to speak, and what made you enroll?
Well, actually, it was my dad who told me about it. Even though he's Australian, he's always been really invested in encouraging me and my siblings to get in touch with mum's, with our heritage, really. And I'm really, really glad that he did, because, like, the experience itself was amazing. So after he told me about it, I was just all on board to have a go for it.
And what did you have to do to enroll? Did you have to fill out an application? Why did they choose you?
Well, yeah, it was a motivational letter to explain why we thought we would be a good candidate for it. And I submitted mine mostly, I think, I won because I was really sincere with what I wanted to say in it. It was all the experiences really that I've participated in with the Slovenian community here in Brisbane. I did that all before I found out about the grant, like participating in Prasharan Day or the International Day of Prayer, which I all talked about in my letter, but also because I really, really wanted to join my future in music, which is what I'm studying at the moment here in Brisbane, with however I could manage to involve myself in the music scene in Slovenia as well as with my family. So it was a whole mixture of different reasons, I think.
So when the news finally reached you that you've won, what did you do next? When did you travel to Slovenia and how did that, how was that experience?
Well, first I ran to my parents and then I was like, oh, I got in. But after that, it was only a few months, really, because I found out in March and ended up going in July. So it was very, very short turnaround. So the first thing I did was I just rushed around to get my visa and get my passport and everything. But after that, it was just very short preparation. But the grant covered so much of the normal worries of flight and travel and accommodation and all that. So I didn't have to worry too much, which was really, really generous of them.
And then where did you stay in Slovenia? Was that in Ljubljana, the school?
Yeah, so the school was with the University of Ljubljana. And I stayed at first with some of my family friends over there. And then I moved around a little bit, ended up with my grandma, with my babica, just an hour or so from the city centre. So it was really, really quite good.
So was that your first time in Slovenia or you've travelled there before?
I've been there two times before that with my family. The first time was with my siblings and we did all the normal touristy things of going to Predjama Castle and going to, I think we went to like Bled at some point. And then the second time I just went with my mum and that was in 2013, I think.
And this time around, you got to see your family. Did you make any new friends?
I did, actually, yeah. Like, just there was all the classmates, and we were all, I think we ended up being quite close-knit by the end of it because we were just sharing everything about ourselves and learning about each other in Slovenian and in English as well, of course.
Where were the other classmates from?
A whole mix of different places. There was one other from Australia, from Sydney. The others were from America, Canada, Brazil, Argentina.
Did you have classes every day? And what did you learn? Did you learn something new, something that you haven't known before? Or did you get any new skills?
I think I definitely did. I mean, the classes were 5 days a week, and we went through a whole mixture of first the grammar and then vocabulary and also conversation skills. They weren't trying to teach us the entire language in 2 weeks, but just to get us enough to get started and I think to continue on our own. So that was really, really good.
So you think that what you've learned will help you with your music?
I think so, yeah, because what I'm hoping to do with my music in the future is to study a Master of Composition over in Slovenia. And for that, I don't need to know Slovenian, but because what I want to do with it especially is to integrate more Slovenian music, in particular Slovenian folk music, and get that more known, and Slovenian classical music more known into the Australian classical community, so that I can go kind of back and forth with, okay, have a listen to this. This is actually really, really good. And I really want to get it more into the canon of classical repertoire.
So did you have a chance to listen or to go to any concerts in Slovenia during that time?
I did. I went to the Opera Aida, which was part of the Ljubljana Festival, as well as a few choir performances here and there, a whole bunch of different places. I also managed to get in contact with some of the music professors around from the Department of Musicology as well as Composition, and see where I could possibly end up.
I wish you all the best, and again, congratulations for your prize. And when do you think you'll go back to Slovenia?
Oh, hopefully as soon as I finish my degree here, as soon as possible.
Želite slišati sorodne zgodbe? Prisluhnite jim preko Apple ali Google podcasta, preko aplikacije Spotify ali kjerkoli drugje.